part of the body I like the least is probably my thighs, because I've got like stretch marks.
I don't really like my height,
my nose,
my tummy as well. It's quite pudgy.
I don't like my feet.
I don't really like my waist and hips because I don't really have a proper waist. I just go straight up and down.
So many of us have parts of our body that we are not happy with.
If I could look like any celebrity, I'd probably Katy Perry,
Beyonce,
Kim Kardashian,
Jennifer Aniston.
Wouldn't it be great if we could all have the body of Megan Fox with Angelina Jolie's lips, J-Lo's bum and Kelly Rowland's legs? Or would it? A survey commissioned by Real Magazine suggests that only 3% of British women are happy with their bodies. Why is it that society today seems so obsessed with how we look? I'm Amy Nolan, I'm 19 years old. Like many of you, I'm not completely happy with my body. If you're like me and only see the bad bits of ourselves, then come with me on a journey exploring what it is that makes so many of us feel the need to chase perfection.
A normal looking person.
Every single day we are exposed to masses of images through the media, and regardless of whether we are consciously or unconsciously doing it, we are lapping it all up. Some people believe that celebrity magazines feed us an idea of what a beautiful person should be, but is their beautiful person really so beautiful?
Have you seen these photos of Jodie Marsh?
She's more muscly than a typical man!
Here I am with Emily, Anna, Amy, Kirsty, and Danielle. It's a cold November Monday night and we're all sat in the cosy living room of their 5-bedroom house with a pizza. Their celebrity magazines sprawled across the table by the bucket load and noses are buried in the gossip pages. What exactly is it that these girls get out of reading celeb mags?
Rihanna there, she looks completely airbrushed. If you saw her just sat here now, she wouldn't look like that, would you?
Yeah, because there's a picture of her in another magazine of like her stomach. I'm like, obviously she's got a great stomach, but it's not like all tight and perfect like it is from the airbrush picture. Like you can just see how much airbrushing actually goes into it.
I know that Beyonce is always in papers about, quite controversially, how people think that they're always lightening her skin because she always looks much darker on the telly and in her music videos, but whenever she's in magazines or papers, her skin looks very, very light. That's clearly been airbrushed.
So, the girls showed that they are actually aware of what's real and what's not. So why do so many of us still feel the need to conform?
If they have like the tiniest bit of cellulite, then they like freak out about it and do like drastic measures to get rid of it, like them wrap things that you sweat for like 2 hours just to get rid of a bit of cellulite.
Yeah. It's like a lot of diet pages, isn't there, in magazines?
Why do we need to go on diets like that just to be dead skinny? Like, if anything, we should be on diets for our health and stuff like that, but it's not about that, is it? It's like about appearance.
Because they even give you like diet plans in magazines and stuff. They're like, I'll get the Cheryl Cole look, and it's like, this is what you have for breakfast, lunch.
Yeah, they all do that thing, don't they, where you have like the TOWIE girls and it will have like a picture of them with all their full makeup on, and the next to it like, oh, the stars without their makeup. And you can still see, obviously, they've got their false eyelashes on and like concealer and stuff on. They're saying even when they don't have makeup on, they still can't do it to the full extent where they actually don't have any makeup on. It makes you think that like you don't ever want to walk out of your house without your makeup on. And that does make you like second guess yourself, like to try and be as good as you can be, sort of thing. In the morning, if I was then about to run out of the house, then it was either sit down and have like a proper breakfast or grab my makeup, then I'd grab my makeup.
I'd rather put my makeup on than grab a really unhealthy chocolate bar for breakfast on the way
out.
I'd
be with them.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
So we have seen the effect magazines have on girls, but does the issue finish there or is it rooted deeper? Have you ever seen a glitzy dress in the high street window looking amazing on the mannequin? Or in the November issue of your fave girly mag looking stunning on Rochelle from the Saturdays? Have you then bought that same dress in the same size and wondered why it looked nothing like it did on that mannequin on you? And then as a result, your self-esteem hits rock bottom? I know mine has, on many occasions. Well, let's go to Ruby Red, a local clothes boutique in the city of Lincoln, to see if they can shed some light on this.
My name's Lucy Powis. I own Ruby Red Boutique. We're a fashion boutique and we sell up-to-date fashion clothing. We specialise in dresses. The store isn't particularly designed for a certain type of woman in mind. We'd like to think we're accessible by all different ages, shapes.
You probably know The Body Shop for being an all-natural skincare and makeup company that promote green, eco-friendly products. But They also run many campaigns, one of which is Activate Self-Esteem. In the first issue of the campaign's Full Voice magazine, it states, "If shop mannequins were real, they'd be too thin to menstruate." It's shocking to know that some of the mannequins we see styling our clothes are a shape that's so unhealthy and even in some cases impossible to achieve. But are all shops using this tactic?
We do find as a small independent business that we are restricted in the sizes that we buy, not only in the mannequins but also in the actual styles of clothing. For instance, they all do pack sizes 8 to 14. We can't get sizes 6 and 4, which we do need because there are some very petite women, and we also could do with 16s, 18s for the more curvy ladies. They only sell one size mannequin from the suppliers that we've ever heard of. So we've bought the only mannequin that we can, and it's the standard size, and it just whatever fits, it fits. Sometimes it'll be a size 12 on the mannequin because they maybe come up smallish, and sometimes it's a size 8 if they're more generous. The reason they use those size mannequins is because of the way the fashion industry portrays fashion as being on, you know, the sort of long-legged, slim models. And unfortunately, the fashion industry does cater towards this image that's created by the media because that's what people see and that's what people expect to see, I suppose.
My ideal clothes size is an 8 to 10.
8 to 10.
I fit nicely into an 8 or a 10.
My ideal clothes size is an 8.
Size 8.
8 to 10, so. I'm like a 10 to 12 now and just want to be a bit skinnier.
Why do so many of us find it so important to be skinny? The issue with the mannequins is just the tip of the iceberg. I spoke to Jane Travis, counsellor for Reflections Counselling, who specialises in the issue of low self-esteem and more. She's here to help us understand how this ideal image being shown to us on a daily basis can affect how some women see their own bodies.
I think it's very common for people to look in the mirror and see something that other people don't see. For example, I have counselled several very beautiful young women and they think of themselves as being very fat, very ugly, really completely undesirable, and that is completely not the way that everybody else sees them. I don't think it is just down to media image, although I think there is a lot more pressure on people through images that are in the media. There are a lot more programmes on the TV now to do with changing their image, but things like the celebrity magazines, the celebrities are judged very harshly for even the slightest blemish that they might have. Celebrities are criticised by the media and by the public if they don't look perfect, if there's even the slightest blemish on the skin, and it's a very difficult ideal to live up to. People that we are looking at have huge amounts of money, time and effort put into the way they look. The images are airbrushed. It's not a natural image that we see, so it's absolutely impossible for just normal people to look like that, yet people still strive to look like that image. If they're bombarded by beautiful images that are completely unrealistic, that's putting them under a huge amount of pressure to look that way, and that's when the problems can start coming in. In my experience, people believe that they will be happier, more desirable, more popular, more confident if they lose weight and if they change their appearance in some way. The truth is that, generally speaking, you're going to feel exactly the way that you do before you lose the weight, but you're just going to have a smaller dress size.
We often hear of the extremes that the fashion industry goes to when it comes to body image and size. Is it the fashion industry as a whole, or is it just that we hear a one-sided story?
People are being misguided when we hear the use of the term size zero model, because I do think there's a lot of people out there who aren't aware that when you refer to size zero, it is the American sizing. A lot of people are being misled here, and again, a statement is being made with size zero that is very powerful, and it means obviously very, very slim, very skinny. It leads people to think that that's perhaps what they should be looking like if they want to fit into this fashion image.
This is Karen Elliott, a fashion designer and fashion lecturer from Nottingham Trent University. I'm with Karen in her home office.
Hi, I'm Karen Elliott. I'm a garment designer. I also have a position as a senior lecturer at Nottingham Trent University. So I get involved with teaching students as well, which is very nice. I think within the fashion industry, the majority of high street fashion stores use a size 10 because it gives effective presentation and representation of what their aim is. The actual textile and garment industry use exactly the same models, model type, as models that the students use. It is common practice. That is generally because it gives a better image. It's like looking at anything. If it's aesthetically pleasing, it's satisfying. Whatever's pleasing to the eye is what is selected to make their presentation powerful.
So there's logic behind why the fashion industry uses slim mannequins and models, but is it logic enough to justify it? There are repercussions of this, with the pressure that it puts on a lot of us to look the same. Is the industry taking responsibility for this?
People's health is being put in danger when they try to follow an image that's being portrayed as desirable. I think a lot of re-education is required. I think people need to be made aware that size zero is not desirable. Each of us is naturally built to be a certain size. And I think so long as people are healthy, which is the most important thing, are at a healthy size, then that is the size that they are. At the end of the day, it's your health that's on the line. I think if you took money out of the equation, I think certainly a lot more consideration would be given to viewing the range development on what we consider a more normal sized person, an average sized person, because at the end of the day that's what most of us are. I mean, an actual average statistically doesn't exist.
The media and fashion industries are very big and very powerful industries all over the world, and it would be near impossible for someone to try getting them to change their ways, but that isn't stopping many of us from trying. There are hundreds of campaigns out there trying to raise awareness to women of all ages about natural beauty and how to help women embrace their own beauty and stop trying to chase false ideas of perfection. I spoke to Natasha Devon, a plus-size model and co-founder of the Body Gossip campaign, to find out more.
Hi, my name's Natasha Devon and I'm co-director of a campaign called Body Gossip, which celebrates healthy, natural and realistic beauty. The spectrum of beauty is kind of my dream for the future within media and fashion and beauty, and it's held a time when we'll acknowledge that there's more than one way to be gorgeous. At the moment, there's one very narrow beauty ideal which is considered acceptable, generally speaking, and that beauty ideal is young, Caucasian, and very, very slender. There's actually been research that's been done at the Centre for Appearance Research down in Bristol, which shows that if you use somebody who falls slightly outside the accepted beauty paradigm in order to advertise a product, it doesn't affect the consumer's desire to buy that product at all. So all this argument that we're going to lose business if we're a little bit radical about the models that we use is actually nonsense. So I don't understand what is holding the media back in that regard. When you talk to people, just ordinary men and women who are subject to sort of the beauty ideals that we have in society, a lot of the time the answer that they'll come back with is, well, yeah, I do disagree with the way that I've been made to feel. However, they say, well, there's nothing you can do about it. This is the way the world is. I feel like Body Gossip is giving a little bit of the power back to the people and saying, well, actually, you know, we don't have to live like this. We do have the power to change things. The one thing that I will say is that people always talk about the media as if it's this big ogre that wants us all to feel terrible about ourselves. And you have to remember that the media is a huge thing. The one thing that I think would have the most significant impact in terms of people's self-esteem would be if some kind of changes were made in the advertising industry. Advertising is the only section of the media that has a vested interest in making people feel insecure, because of course people with low self-esteem buy stuff. The answer would be an attitude change amongst people who are actually creating advertising so that they realise the impact of what they're doing.
Campaigns like Body Gossip have uncovered a lot of incredible information that has certainly helped put body image into perspective for me, and it could do for you too.
So after all you have heard here with me today, what is it that you want to see change?